Arthur Andersen reportedly has offered a $750 million payment to settle lawsuits from its association with Enron Corporation. Newspaper reports say the payment would cover civil lawsuits and persuade the Justice Department not to indict the firm. Andersen has been criticized for its auditing role at Enron, amid questions that certain partnerships were left off the energy company's balance sheets. Federal prosecutors conducting a criminal investigation into Enron's collapse may be getting some help from company insiders. The Justice Department reportedly is seeking cooperation from several people with personal knowledge of Enron's bookkeeping. Joining me now is NPR's Scott Horsley. To whom are prosecutors talking?
A lot of interest is focused on Enron's former treasurer, Ben Glisson. Glisson was fired by Enron last fall after it was revealed that he had made a personal investment in one of those controversial off-balance sheet partnerships that Enron set up. Glisson himself put about $6,000 into the partnership and quickly made about $1 million for himself.
Are there other cooperating witnesses?
The Wall Street Journal reports that accountant David Duncan has offered to cooperate. Duncan was Arthur Andersen's lead partner on the Enron account. He was fired himself by the accounting firm last month after reportedly organizing a rushed effort to destroy Enron-related documents at Andersen's Houston office.
How much do these two know?
They're in a position to know a good deal. Glisson, in particular, should have intimate knowledge of the controversial partnerships that Enron apparently used to inflate its profits and conceal its debts. According to the internal investigation that was conducted by Enron's board of directors, Glisson was a principal hands-on participant in at least two transactions that, once they came to light last fall, forced Enron to restate its earnings by hundreds of millions of dollars.
What happens now?
The Justice Department's not talking about whatever discussions it might be having with any potential witnesses, since this is an ongoing criminal case. But typically what would happen in this circumstance is a defense attorney would ask that a client be granted immunity in exchange for cooperation. And at that point, then there's a negotiation, which one former prosecutor I spoke with compared to kind of a dance, really. The Justice Department has to decide, first of all, if these witnesses are telling the truth. The prosecutors have to look at how deeply involved witnesses might have been in any criminal activity, since you certainly don't want to grant immunity to the most culpable players. And if there was criminal activity, prosecutors have to decide how helpful any witnesses might be in prosecuting others.
And how helpful might they be if the Justice Department wants to press criminal charges?
I talked with a former assistant U.S. attorney who has experience in prosecuting white-collar fraud cases, and he said in a case this complex, a witness from inside the company is probably essential. The bookkeeping games at Enron were so elaborate, he says, prosecutors really need a guide to help steer through them. If it were a simpler case, a prosecutor might be able to say to a jury down the road, look at this financial structure, it's obviously fraudulent. But the problem with Enron is almost nothing about its bookkeeping was obvious. So having a company executive on the witness stand who could say, we knew this was wrong, then a jury wouldn't really have to understand all the bookkeeping shenanigans. They just have to understand what the fellow said, that this was wrong. The other thing an inside witness might be able to do in a case like this is to testify about the intent behind the off-balance sheet partnerships, and intent is a key element in making a fraud case.
And a witness who says that gets off the hook?
So far, there has not been any firm offer of immunity. Typically, prosecutors might begin this dance, if we want to call it that, with what's called a proffer agreement, which allows a witness to say, here's what I could testify to, without fear that that information would be used against the witness. And at that point, the Justice Department might go ahead and offer immunity, but prosecutors might also stop short of that and instead just allow a witness to plead guilty to a lesser charge and recommend a lesser sentence. That could be attractive in a case like this because in a fraud prosecution, the penalty is based on the size of the financial losses. And if it is shown that there was fraud at Enron and the multi-billion dollar losses that resulted there, the perpetrators could be looking at many, many years in prison.
NPR's Scott Horsley.